Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz back with another dose of daily hope and healing on Depression Destroyer. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but barely getting anything back? Like a human vending machine dispensing kindness and support while your own needs are collecting dust in the corner. Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super crucial: developing healthy boundaries for self-care. Think of boundaries like fences around your emotional garden. They protect your precious flowers from getting trampled, allowing them to bloom beautifully and nourish you. Without those fences, well, let's just say things can get a little overgrown and messy. So, what are some key takeaways on setting up these self-care fortresses? First up, recognize that saying no is not a four-letter word. It's a superpower. You don't have to explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your well-being. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving without replenishing yourself, you'll eventually burn out. Next, learn to distinguish between healthy helping and unhealthy enabling. It's amazing to support loved ones, but there's a difference between offering a shoulder to cry on and taking on their burdens. You can be empathetic without becoming responsible for their happiness or solving all their problems. Ever felt like you were constantly cleaning up after someone else's messes? Setting boundaries around that kind of emotional labor is essential. Thirdly, remember that your time is valuable. Don't just throw it away on things that drain your energy and don't serve your goals. Say no to commitments that leave you feeling stressed or resentful. Instead, invest in activities that bring you joy, relaxation, and personal growth. Think of it like this: your life is a precious resource, treat it with respect. Number 4. Communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't expect others to read your mind. Let them know what you need and what you're comfortable with. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming or attacking others. For example, instead of saying "you always ask me for favors," try "I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments." Could we talk about how to manage this better? And lastly, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice and courage. You might stumble along the way, but don't beat yourself up. Just keep learning, adjusting, and prioritizing your well-being. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super talented artist who constantly feels drained because she's always taking on extra work for friends and family. She's known as the go-to person for everything from designing flyers to babysitting, but deep down she's feeling resentful and burnt out. Sarah decides to start setting boundaries by politely declining additional requests that aren't aligned with her priorities. She also starts saying no to events that leave her feeling exhausted. Instead of constantly filling her schedule, Sarah makes time for activities that bring her joy: painting, hiking, and spending time with supportive friends. Guess what? By setting those boundaries, Sarah rediscovers her passion, reduces stress, and feels more energized than ever. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you develop those self-care fortresses. Say no like a boss, learn the difference between helping and enabling, value your time, communicate clearly, and remember that boundaries are an ongoing process. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. You deserve to feel happy, fulfilled, and empowered. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to start setting today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to greater self-care. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression Destroyer for daily doses of hope and healing. Until next time, stay strong and keep shining. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.